The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. How nice to greet you this Wednesday morning. Salvation. Oh, what a great and wonderful word that is. And it means deliverance, being brought to safety, being saved. And thus, as the word originally developed, it referred to a temporal thing in the Old Testament, but it came to be applied to that which was spiritual. And in the New Testament, we find the fullness of its application. Salvation. Salvation in reference to our sins and the sin problem and death. Yes, as we pointed out yesterday, there is a need for salvation. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Apostle Paul cried out in Romans 7:24. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Yes, we are in a body that is under the sentence of death, and we all experience sin. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, there in the Great Commission, as we read yesterday in the 16th chapter of Mark, verse 15 and 16, the Lord said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. He said to preach the gospel. What is the gospel? What does the word gospel mean? The word gospel actually literally means good news or glad tidings. Oh, from the very beginning, we could see good news was involved because the angel had said in Matthew 1:21, She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then with the actual birth of Jesus in Luke 2, verse 10 and 11, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, we have this marvelous word, this wonderful word, Savior, which is a kindred word to salvation and being saved. A Savior, how wonderful to think about. Good news. There's a scripture we want to consider in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that great chapter on the resurrection. We'll get to that verse in a moment in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. But right now I'd like to tell you about an experience I had some time ago when I took a trip to Bible lands. We visited in the land of Egypt. We visited in the land of Israel. While visiting in the land of Egypt, we saw the great pyramids of Giza and the Sphinx. Of course, we had the occasion during the daytime to go up in the pyramids or the great pyramid of Cheops. This is the largest one. Of course, the pyramid is defaced, but you can go up on the inside through a shaft and up to the middle of it where the body of the Pharaoh had been placed in ancient times. Well, the body is gone. The mummy is gone. There's nothing there. Just the remains of a tomb of a heathen man who had been buried thousands of years ago. Well, that night, we were occasioned to see the light and sound production involving the pyramids. And I remember very vividly the words that came over the speaker as the light shined upon the pyramids. The pyramids, the hope of the resurrection. When I heard that, what an empty feeling fell over me. My hope is not based upon an empty tomb where grave robbers have taken away the mummy and the treasures long ago. My hope is not up on such a tomb as this. My hope is up on a tomb that was found empty outside of the city of Jerusalem. And we don't have a missing mummy and missing treasures. We have a resurrected person that was seen by many reliable witnesses. And this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians is about that resurrection. And it speaks that he was seen of all the apostles and various ones, and even said that he was seen of 500 people at one time, Jesus Christ in his resurrection. That's the gospel. And here in this 15th chapter, he says he is declaring the gospel unto them. And in verse 3 and 4, he says, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. This is the gospel. This is the message of the gospel, the resurrection from the dead, and consequently, our hope. We'll look into this more tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.